we go further, I'd like to elaborate on one inyan which became, Baruch Hashem, a little clearer to me. We have interesting halachas. We have a din that a chotza needs a pasdalet or shnei mashun. A mavoi is nita belechi bekoire. So mitzadze, we see that a mavoi is gringer than a chotza. Leidach gise, we had in Taisvis that a mavoi needs shtei chatzeres and shtei batim psuchim l'soichoi in order to become mutter. And a chotzer does not need shnei batim. One bias in a chotzer is also sufficient. So here we see fakert that a chotzer is killed and a mavoi. So it's, how do we understand these inyonim? So first I'd like to tell over a Tshuvas HaRashba and Chelekei Simen Reish Gimel. And the Rashba says as follows. The Shoyel asked him, Lama Amru B'movoi De Bebotim B'chatzeres Psuchais L'soichai Shanita B'lechi V'koire. Amovi needs Botim B'chatzeres. Sh'ein Botim B'chatzeres Psuchais L'soichai, then it needs a Pastalit. So he asked him, why if there's no bottom v'chatzeres, why do you need a pas dalet? And why does a chotzer need a pas dalet? And the shayil said, the adara be'ipchem istavre. The svore is punkt verkehrt. Kol da'avshi di'yoyrin boi ha'kore tvei. That means if you have more people involved, more people that can become nichshol, so you should need a bigger hacker. So memela, the din should be that a movi that doesn't have bottom v'chatzeres, there's not too many people using it, then it should be good alachi v'koire. If it has bottom v'chatzeres, there's a multitude of people there, then you need a bigger hacker. So why is, what is the meila of bottom v'chatzeres of a movi, and a chotzer doesn't have this meila? There's less people in a chotzer. Then you need a pas dalet. So the Rashba answered, you're going in the wrong track. Mistavre. So the Rashba says as follows. Kol shohu yoisa ledire il tashmishe hatzneya velechel behem. He says, if the functions that are done there are tashmishe dire, private, they do private in yonim, v'lechel behem, you eat there, tzorich yoisa mechitzis gemuris. He says, it doesn't depend on the amount of people, it depends on what is being done there. If you have there a shimush of dire, so you have to make it look like a dire. Olefichach, hachatzeresh shel bali batim, Shedalkon lishtamish behem yoiser betashmish etzneye. A chotzer, you mishtamish private things there, velechel behem. So this is like a house. Tzriches amechitzis yoiser gemurah. So now here, Chazal said, if the shimush is a shimush of a dire, so they were matzrich dire dike mechitzis. Vechein hadid. B'mevoi she'ein batim v'chatzeres. He says, a movi that does not have batim v'chatzeres, psuches l'soichoi. So, diyureyem mu'otim. There's very few people living there. So he says, v'heim mishtamshim behem yoyser. So he says, memela, if there's not so many people, so the movi alone is like a chotzer. De'einam boishim kolkach lechel lishtamish behem. So then the movi, it becomes like a chotzer, because whatever you do in a chotzer, you do tashmishe dire. When you do tashmishe dire, Chazal said you need dire dike mechitzes. If you don't do tashmishe dire, so then you can get away with something less. Lefikach, but if there's no diyorim there, harei hen kechotzer. Ki lefi ribui hadiyorim, the more people that are there, mismayit tashmish hamuvoim. So then you don't do so much there. So then it doesn't look like a dira. So you need a, so then a mechitza kol duhu is sufficient. So the Rajbe was magder the inyan that if there's tashmishe dire, you need mechitzes gemures. If it's not tashmishe dire, you can get away with a heker kol duhu. The Goyin Yaakov says a bissel an andere vort. He says that a chotzer, he says, you find in the Lashon HaGemara that a chotzer shenifritzor rishus harabim. It says Lashon nifritzor. He says, you know why it says nifritzor? It says nifritzor because the shteiger was, a chotzer was sealed off. It was private. How did it open up to the rishus harabim? It was nifritzor. So it has a teures pirze. Because that's not a chotzer. A chotzer is a private backyard. It's not supposed to be open up to the rishus harabim. So memele, if it opens up, that's called a pirtzah. So you have to be soisim it. So you make a stimer, so you make a pasdalet, you make shtei mashim. A mother, he says, that's made to go out into the rishus harabim. So there is a teiras pesach. If there is a teiras pesach, so memele, so you don't have to make, you don't have to be soisim it. But al koponim, hatzad ha-shovish ha-bineyem, it seems a chotzer is a type of a dire. It's oimed to be enclosed. So Chazal said that if somehow it got opened up, you have to make a good enclosure in order to be matter the tilta, because it's oimed to be closed. Mashenken, a mavoi is not oimed to be closed. So memele, a mavoi, they said the Rajba just made a dreidel. If you won't have too many people and there won't be bottom v'chatzes psuchim l'soichoi, so then the movi becomes a chotzer. So memele, so then it has dinei chotzer. Now, that is why we understand why a chotzer is more chomel than a movi. But now, our Gemara said a meiradik a chiddish. Our Gemara said a chiddish that works both ways. What defines a chotzer? What defines a movi? So this question is not decided by the zoning board. The question is decided by the shape. Chazal made a loipluk. A chotzer normally was square. A movi was normally rectangular. Olko yeser arochpoi. So memele, so Chazal went, well, it said as follows. If it's a if we'll have a chotzer, that's olko yeser arochpoi. So for all halachic purposes, even though this is a chotzer metalach eschaynis for the chotzer, this has a shem mavoi. A mavoi that's square, it's called a chotzer. Fine. So now we know that, we know even though in Yesod that a mavoi is kill than a chotzer, but a chotzer could get a mol a shem mavoi if it has the shape of a mavoi. Now, Taisvis asked a kasha by us. Now, Taisvis asked a moiridike kasha. Taisvis asked a kasha, if you have now a chotzer that is shaped like a movi. So now, it has the coolest of movi. Frektach Taisvis, but it's even more kill than a movi. A movi needs shnei batim and shnei chatzeres psuchim l'soichoi. That's what it needs. And this chotzer, which has a din movi, the whole reason it is killed because it has a din mavi, looks like a mavi. You get away with one bias. A chotzer with one bias that is rectangular is mutter with a lechi v'koire. Frektach toisves. The whole reason it is mutter is because there's a shame mavi. So why is it better than the mavi? That was toisves kasha. So toisves started off by saying that the criteria is because there's more diyorim in a mavoi, there's more diyorim in a chotzer than in a mavoi. Now what does that mean? So Taisvis, let us see Taisvis in the Veinik. So Taisvis daf yud beis amid beis. So Taisvis says, bim taima, the bottom Taisvis, chotzer she'ena merubas. So now this chotzer she'ena merubas, that has a shame mavoi on it. Heichi mishteri belechi v'koira in batim v'chatzeres psuchim l'soicha. But there's no batim v'chatzeres. So how could it be better than a mavoi? It has a cool, it has a shame mavoi, and it's better than a mavoi.
ואין לאימד דלחוצר דיש בו דיירים לאיבוי בתם וחצרס. That if inside the chotzer there are the yoyrim, so you don't need more than that. You have the yoyrim there. Avol movoy derochik mit the yoyrim shechotzer mafsik bein abatim lemovim mishemochi bin the yoyrim merubim shteich atzeres v'shnei batim lechol chotzer.
So Tosfos is saying, before we'll figure out any longer, so Tosfos is saying, really they're the same. You need this, you need the yoyrim. Why? We'll see later. But you need the yoyrim. Novos. A chotzer has the yoyrim because they're living in the chotzer. So you have the yoyrim. You have one bias in the chotzer, you have the yoyrim. A mavoi, no one lives in the mavoi. No, no one lives in the mavoi because people live in the chatzeres and they come from the bottom, go to the chatzeres, and mamel, there's really no yoyrim in the mavoi. So a chotzer is better than a movi because a chotzer has the yoyrim in the chotzer. There's someone living there. Mashenka, no one is living in the movi. So memele, so that a movi should be equivalent to a chotzer. So we said if the movi has two chatzeres with two batim in each chotzer, so that means we have now four batim in this movi. So four batim, which are pesuach to the two chatzeres, which will eventually go into the mavoi, so that ends up equal to one chatzer with one bias. That means be'etzim you need the same amount of diyorim. That means a chatzer and a mavoi, we're talking about a chatzer as a din mavoi, need the same amount of diyorim, but a chatzer accomplishes it with one bias that's pesuach in this chatzer, so this chatzer has a diyorim. A mavoi, since it's a chotzer amafsik, so it's only called the mavoi, he has the yoyrim, if you'll have two chatzeres with two batim. But it means, but you really need the equal amount. So Tosfos says that is not true, because Tosfos found a gemara weiter, that there's a bias that is pasuach to the mavoi, and it's no good according to Rav. There's one bias, now this bias that is pasuach to the mavoi, this is equivalent to a chotzer that a bias is pasuach l'seichoi. So this mavoi is equivalent to that chotzer, but aval pikein the mavoi is no good. So the yoyrim is not the criteria. So what's emphatizes? Emphatizes answers as follows. A mavoi is close to the reshus harabim, and a chotzer is not close to the reshus harabim. That's the difference. Is kan shoyel aben, so what? So Tosfos the kasha, why does a chotzer need more diyorim? Why does a mavoi need more diyorim than a chotzer? That was Tosfos kasha. So Tosfos answers, because a mavoi is closer to a reshus harabim than a chotzer. So how do we understand it? What does Tosfos mean? In Agavuche, this is brought down lahaloche. If you'll have a chotzer which will open up to a reshus harabim, so also won't be mutter belechi v'kayre if it doesn't have what a mavi needs. That means this halacha applies to chotzer also. But how do we understand the formula? The formula is since a mavi is korev l'reshus harabim, so therefore you need more diyorim than a chotzer. That is, the pilpul of Tosfos is, do you need the same amount or do you need more? So Tosfos in Machadish, you need more because it is korev l'shus harabim. So we wanted to explain that pshat, the Tosfos HaRosh says as follows. That a chotzer, there's three milas that a chotzer has over a mavi. A chotzer ike diyorim, v'loi boki bo rabim, ורוחק מרשוס הרבים, מסקשרי בהכשר פורטה. החוצה that has the יוירים, ולוי בוקי בו רבים, ורוחק ברשוס רב, מסקשרי בהכשר פורטה. אבל מובוי, שהוא רוחק מן הדיוירים, כי החוצה מפסיק בין הבתים, וגם הוא קורב לשוס הרבים, משום הוכי באינן שהיא הדיוירים מרובים. That means so you need the yoyrim merubim because it is rochek mershus harabim, and this is korev l'shus harabim. Since a movi is korev l'shus harabim, that's we need the yoyrim merubim.
And a chotzer is rochik mishus harabim, so you don't need the yoyrim merubim.
So I think that the Taisus HaRosh was maisif one word that Taisus doesn't say, v'loi boki bo rabim. V'loi boki bo rabim v'rochik mishus harabim. When there are the yoyrim, when there are the yoyrim in a chotzer, when people are living in a chotzer, so rabim do not feel comfortable to go in. So memele, so therefore this area does not, is not exposed so much to the hiloch harabim, so doesn't have a tzure of a reshus harabim. And it's rochik meshus harabim. It's rochik meshus harabim, v'loi boki bo rabim. So memele, so therefore it doesn't have a tzure of a reshus harabim, so they were matter with a hechsher puta, with alechi bekoire. Masha enkein amovui. Amovui is korev l'shus harab. Amovui is boki boy rab. So the whole movui has a tzure of a reshus harab. And that's what we're afraid of. We're afraid of it looks like reshus harab. It's pasuch l'shus harab. It's korev l'shus harab. Boki boy rab. So therefore, if there'll be diyorim, so one of the two, either the diyorim give it a tzure of, it's diyorim, so that makes it oisrishus harabim, or the diyorim make that it's loy boki by rabim, but therefore you need a multitude of diyorim by a mavui in order to counteract the chesorin that the mavui has, that it's boki by rabim and it's korev l'shus harabim. Zogt Gemara weiter. We hear in the Mishnah that we hear a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. How you marsher amovi? Beis Shammai says lechi vikayre. Beis Hillel says lechi oikayre. Rabbi Lezer said shnei lochayim. And now we hear mishum Rabbi Shmuel Omar Talmud Echad lifnei Rabbi Kiva that leinechleku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel al movi shu poches me'arba ames. A movi that is less than dalad ames shu nite oy belechi oy bekeire. A movi less than dalad ames, you can get away with a lechi and keire. The whole chaymer of Beis Shammai in Rabbi Lezer that you need hilchis mechitzes and the hekir is not sufficient if it is larger than dalad ames. And Rabbi Kiva told him, no, bezu, I'm a Rabbi Kiva alzev alzenech, because that's not true. That is a machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and a mavui that is less than dalad ames. Also, Beis Shammai holds that you need a lechi vikayre. Rabbi Kiva oimar alzev va alzeh nechliku. That the chilek on both. Let us see Taisvis. Loi shayech lemeima hoche taimed de Beis Shammai osse lashmino. Fragt doch Teisvis an Rabbi Kiva. We have over here Rabbi Shmuel said that Beis Shammai is moide on a movi that is less than dalad ames. You can get away with lechi v'kayra. There's no machloikis. And Rabbi Kiva said, al zeh v'zeh nechleku. No, Beis Shammai holds that a movi less than dalad ames needs a lechi v'kayra. Fragt doch Teisvis. So Rabbi Kiva has to tell us what Beis Shammai holds by a movui less than dalad ames. We don't paskin like Beis Shammai. Vos geit uns on what Beis Shammai holds. That's Teisvis kashin. Leishayich lemeima hoche taime de Beis Shammai yosalashmine. So Teisvis, the kivin, the omar, tanekame, loinechleku, since the tanekame said, loinechleku, Bedinu sheyesh le lahoshiv v'loy manechleku. That means Tamazai wouldn't have said it, but since the Tanakama says loy nechleku, he said loy nechleku. So meila, then there's no kaisha time with the Beis Shammai. You say loy nechleku, I'm telling you it's nechleku. No kan shayel aben. So why didn't Taisus ask on the Tanakama? Why did the Tanakama have to say loy nechleku? Time with the Beis Shammai yosel hashmina. Taisus stelt sich an Rabbi Kiva. The kasha is an Rabbi Shmuel also. Why does he have to tell us loy nechleku? Time of the Beis Shammai. So this kasha the Marsha asks. The Marsha says a very interesting teret. The Marsha says as follows. Rabbi Kiva that says Nechliku. So what is Rabbi Kiva telling us? Rabbi Kiva is telling us that we have a movie that is less than Dalad Amis, and Beis Hillel holds it's sufficient with a Lechi or a Kaire. And Rabbi Kiva is coming to tell us, you know, Beis Shammai holds you need a Lechi v'Kaire. So on that, the kash is, was geht uns on that Beis Shammai holds you need Lechi v'Kaire? Beis Shammai v'Mokim Beis Hillel ain't a Mishnah, so was geht mir das on? Their thesis asked the kasha. That was the kasha. I don't need Rabbi Kiva. The other way around, the Talmud b'shem Rabbi Shmuel that said less than Dalad Amis, Beishamay holds you also don't need Alechi v'kaira. So now over here Beishamay is not being chaylik, and he's telling us Amayra de Kalamdas over here. He's telling us that let us try to diagnose Shitas Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says you need Lechi V'Kaire. Lechi V'Kaire. So what is Pshat? Beis Shammai hold you need a Teiris Mechitze Beruach Revi. You need a Lechi V'Kaire. Heker is not sufficient. You need a Lechi V'Kaire. According to Rabbi Lezi, you need Tula Chayayim. You need a Mechitze Beruach Revi. That is Shitas Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel holds, no, you can get away with the Heker. But that's the Yesod HaMachlokes. Do you need a Mechitze or can you get away with the Heker? Zok the Talmud b'shem Rabbi Shmuel that less than Dalad Amis, afilo according to Beis Shammai, you don't need a mechitza. So he's telling us a gvaldik alumdis that till Dalad Amis is no tzayrich for a mechitza. That no one disagrees with this. After Dalad Amis, when there is a tzayrich of a mechitza, can you get away with the heka? That is a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. But to tell me that less than Dalad Amis, Beis Shammai holds there's no need for a mechitza, this is not telling me, that's telling me a zach that's a dover muskim. Beis Hillel also agrees with this. Now Beis Hillel holds, you know, I hold even there's a tzayrich for a mechitza, after Dalad Amis, we still can be makel with the heka. Good, so that's where the machlokes is. But to tell me this, you saw that less than Dalad Amis, one can get away without a mechitza, there's no need of a mechitza, there's no mocking for a mechitza. This, there's no taina whatsoever to say that the time of the Beis Shammai also lashminin. He's telling us a halacha, which is a davar muskim. Silent Beis Shammai, silent Beis Hillel. So therefore, and the Talmud Echad, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, there was nothing to ask. No, the Sotai says Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is telling us that Beis Shammai is Chaylik. So Memele, what, the time of the Beis Shammai is Lashmini? So Vaket, he's telling us Nishviyen Alamdis. You said that less than Dalad Amis is a svore that you don't need a mechitz in Gansen. There's no mokim lahatzlich a mechitz. That is not true. There's no such union of Dalad Amis. So that's what he's telling us. So Memele, so it's not shver. And the etzim kasha of Taimed de Beis Shammai osu lashminen and the Talmud Echad to Rabbi Shmuel, so the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz, the Taisus HaRosh Zayat Teretz, it's very interesting, the Sfasemes was mechavan to this Teretz, it's Adatz, may you have these Rishonim. So they want to say a very interesting teretz that in Shitas Beis Shammai we have Beis Shammai said you need Alechi v'Koire. Rabbi Lezer said you need Shtei L'Choyayim. Rabbi Lezer be'etzim is Mishitas Beis Shammai, but he holds the Mechitza should not be Alechi v'Koire, the Mechitza should be Shnei L'Choyayim. We had a Gemara Daf Yud Beis Amad Aleph. The Gemara Daf Yud Beis Amad Aleph, the Gemara says, Halacha ke Rabbi Lezer bepasei chotza. By Movi, we don't paskin like Rabbi Lezer, that's Beis Shammai. But Rabbi Lezer's yesod, that you need Shnei L'chayayim, by a chotza, we paskin like Rabbi Lezer. Halacha ke Rabbi Lezer bepasei chotza. So Memele, look to Taisus HaRosh, the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz, so we have to know, that means in Chotzer, we hold like Beis Shammai held by Mavui. In Mavui, we don't hold like that. But Shitas Beis Shammai is Negei Halacha by Chotzer. Halacha Rabbi Lozer bepasei Chotzer. So now you have to know, so now if I know that Tochis Midalad Amis, the Afilo Beis Shammai holds, there's no need for mechitza, so by chotzer I'll also know the same thing, that less than Dalad Amis, there is no need for pasei chotzer. So it's not time of the Beis Shammai. Shitas Beis Shammai is accepted by Chotzer. So we have to know what Shitas Beis Shammai is. That's the Taisus of Rabbeinu Peretz and Taisus HaRosh. Frag the Gemara weiter, Rabbi Kiva, heinu Tanekame. As the Tanekame did not differentiate less than Daladamis, more than Daladamis, the Talmud Echad Mishim Rabbi Shmuel did differentiate. Rabbi Kiva says, no nechleku beze beze. Frag the Gemara, heinu Tanekame. The Gemara, ike benayu, the Rav Achli v'teimer Rav Yechiel v'loi misaymi, v'loi misaymi. Let us see Rashi. Rabbi Kiva heinu Tanekame, the Masnisen, the Ktoni Hechshemov, Beshame Oimrim, Bloim Aflik Ben Kotzer L'Rochev, the Tanekame did not differentiate between less than Daladamas, more than Daladamas. Rimmel says the difference will be the Rav Achli. Movoi Pochais Me Arba Tvochem. Chad Minayu Islai De Ba'arbo Me Arbo L'mayel Opligi. Arbo Pochais Me Arbo Ein Tzorich Lup. That means they zicha agree that till Daladamas, you also, Beshamay also holds that you need a lechi v'koira. The shayla is less than Dalad Tvochim. So here, one is Mekel. One holds like Rav Achli, that less than Dalad Tvochim, Yitaka don't need a hilchas mechitza leit Beshamay. V'loi misaymi, haymenayu is leit the Rav Achli, haymenayu less leit the Rav Achli, haynedom alel the Rav Achli gufetanoi. Rav Achli shita that less than Dalad Tvochim, there's no need for a mechitza, a fill according to Beshamay. This is a machlokes tanoi. Yeah. Kan tane basre litfuye. Usually we say that tane basre is moisif on the previous tane. So then we would say that the first tane holds till dalat vachim you need, and he says even less than dalat vachim you also need. Kibindika tana da avse case, and my I don't have a klal of tana dit for you. Okay, it's the fine tzachon anaye sugye be'etze. We hear here a memre of the Talmud b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, that Rabbi Shmuel had said that by the less than dalat amis, Beshamai is also moide that a lechi v'koyre is sufficient. And Rabbi Kiva said that is not true. Omar Tanya, Omar Rabbi Kiva, loy Omar Rabbi Shmuel dovoze. Rabbi Shmuel never said this. Ela oisai Talmud Omar dovoze. But that Talmud said that Rabbi Shmuel holds like that. Bahalochik oisai Talmud. And the loch is talking like that Talmud. That less than Daladamis, Afilu Beishamay is Maida, you don't need a lechi v'koire. No one is sufficient. Frek the Gemara Hagufa Kasha, this is double talk. Amritli Om Rabbi Shmuel Dovel Zeh. Rabbi Shmuel never said that less than Daladamis, you don't need a lechi v'koire. Alme less ilchese kevosei. So we don't hold like what this Talmud said Bishum Rabbi Shmuel. Then you say the loch is like the Talmud, that there is a difference. Then less than Dalad Amis, you don't need a lechi v'koire. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel, loy Omra Rabbi Kiva, elo lechadet bo al Talmidim. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Loy Rabbi Shmuel Omar Dovolze. So what is Pshat? Rabbi Kiva said Rabbi Shmuel never said this. How can Rabbi Kiva say such a thing? I mean, he was with Rabbi Shmuel the whole time to know what Rabbi Shmuel said. Zot Rashi, Murzik, ani boy shehu chacham. I know. Whatever Rabbi Shmuel says, I can't tell you. I'm not a tape recorder. I'm not with him. But I know one thing. Murzik, ani boy shehu chacham. He's a chacham. Umay aylam lo yamadavazah. A chacham would never say such a thing. A chacham would never differentiate between less than Dalad Amis and more than Dalad Amis. A chacham would never say such a thing. So therefore, I can tell you, Rabbi Shmuel never said this. So the Gemara asks, and then at the same time he says that halachik I say Talmud. So the Gemara says, it's double talk. The Gemara le Amre Rabbi Kiva lahaya lochik aisei Talmid ela lechadid es atomid. Macha lechadid es atomid. Amayir dike Rashi. She yesimu libam l'teire. V'yayimru pilpul mi libam. Lefichach shibchu bifneim. Shibchai bifneim. So what is Pshat in this Rashi? So that's me, Pshat is Azoi. This Talmud, it's very interesting. This Talmud Echot Omar Mishum Rabbi Yishmael. What's the title? Mishum Rabbi Yishmael. Pshat is that is Zicher, Rabbi Yishmael, if Rabbi Kiva said, Rabbi Yishmael never said that less than Dalet Amis would not need Alechi Bekoir. He never would say such a thing. So what, so how did this Talmud come to this conclusion? So, if he has hearing problems, so there's nothing to be mishabeyach him. So, Kolchoch, Pshat is like this. Rabbi Yishmael said, Amoyre de Kishir, and Hilchasei Rivin. And this Talmud said, the way Rabbi Yishmael, Cheshben Dois, that Ois Komin, that Beishamai will be Moyre less than Daladamish, you won't need a lechem v'koyre. That means, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, that means, he, Cheshben Dois, that according to Rabbi Yishmael, the din should be that less than Dalet Amis is different. That was a pilpul from the Talmud. A kezuk sein shtik teure. So memele, Rabbi Kiva is doch an aggressor alamda for the Talmud, and Rabbi Yishmael never meant it. Aber the pilpul is doch gewaldig. Ich mein, the etzim cheshben, that you wanted a cheshben such a thing, he wanted to encourage this. So memele, so he wanted his Talmidim to be mefalpul. Yo mechaven gwen demes, nish mechaven gwen, aber this avoide of pilpul, to cheshben euch sachen, pilpul mi libo, not to be a tape recorder, no, afakel to be mefalpul, mi divrei rabom, fakel, that's gewaldig choshev. So memele, he said, alochik, rabbi, alochik, oisei Talmid, that the halachic case Talmud means that there's a mocking the way this Talmud is saying, but al kaponim there was a gewaldic schwach for this Talmud, and there was moire kinnas seifrim between the Talmidim. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omar nirin itmer. The shaila is how big was the schwach. We have to understand that the words of the Tanoim were gemosten and gezählt. They say over from Rav Shloimeh Haiman, Zechayne Levroche, when the Ravit was masik on the Rambam, he said, Loi nohir, veloi bohir. So he says, each two words is a different hasoge. Loi nohir is one hasoge. Loi bohir is another hasoge. He wasn't some say a flowing writer that wanted to go and criticize the Rambam. These are different hasoges. Ein Beitam Shal Klum is a third Asoge, is a Divrei Nevius is a fourth Asoge. These are Divrei Asoges that which was gemosten from Rishonim. So Memele Rabbi Kiva wanted to compliment this Talmud, but the Shaila is, how big was the compliment? Was it a compliment that to say Halochike Moise? Halochike Moise means there's a Mokim that it should be Halochike Moise means, or Nirim Ktas, it's Al Koponim, Baal Koponim, this was the Tachbule of Rabbi Kiva to be ma'oided the Talmidim to be mefalpo. The Tais is lechadet by his Talmidim, ein lefosh k'may b'shaduchti, leidam yodu lehoshiv al dvorev. That means he's saying two stiridike zachen to see if they're listening, if they'll agree to everything. The Macha Sha'oma, Shloyoma Rabbi Yishmael Davazem, Ba'ilam ha'yoyoidim, Shloyoma ela l'shapchay. But Fakert, so Lachadid is Fakert, where Rashi says that to encourage the Talmidim to the union of Pilpul. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Kol mokim shata moitze mishum Rabbi Yishmael Omar Talmud Echad lifnei Rabbi Kiva. When it is mentioned that Talmud Echad of Rabbi Yishmael that related this to Rabbi Kiva, einai ela Rameyam. Sheshimesh is Rabbi Yishmael with Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Meir was a Talmud of Rabbi Yishmael and a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva. So Memele, this Talmud Echad, this was possible to tell over Mamorim from Rabbi Yishmael to Rabbi Kiva. The Sanya. Omar Rabbi Meir, Kshayisi Eitzel Rabbi Yishmael. Hayisi Matul Kankantoim L'Soich Hadyoy. Rabbi Meir was a Sofer by profession. And when he was by Rabbi Yishmael, Laisi Matel Kankantum L'Soich Adyoy, we'll see later, Kankantum is a type of a dye that makes the ink, it's indelible, it can't be erased. So Mamele, so he used to put kankantam in the dioy. V'loi om ali dova. He never told me anything is wrong. Kshebosi eitzel Rabbi Kiva osro lai. And he said, no, you're not allowed to write with an ink that you can't erase. Frag de Gemara eini l'chayre, we have a stira to this maise. Ba'omar Rabbi Yehuda mashmu mishum rameya, kshayisi loy made eitzel Rabbi Kiva, Hayisi matal kan kantum l'soich adyoi, v'loi omali dovo. Chshebosi eitzel Rabbi Shmuel omali bni mamalachtecho. So here we have already two stiras. First of all, it seems he first started, the first maimer was he had first learned well Rabbi Shmuel, and then he went to Rabbi Kiva. That's in the first maisa. In the first maisa, we find that Rabbi Kiva asked him to have kankantum. Rabbi Shmuel didn't tell him anything. The second maisa was, he started learning by Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva didn't tell him anything. Chshebosi eitzel Rabbi Shmuel, omali bni ma malachtecho. How are you mafarnish yourself? Omarti loy lav loironi, I'm a seifer. Omali bni hevi zoyer be malachtecho. She malachtecho meleche shemayimi. Shemo. You should be very careful. Shema ata machasa roisachas, oi miyata roisachas, nimtseis machiv eskol ha'olam kuloi. With one yisrei nois or chesora nois, it can be machiv ha'olam. Ye omarti loi dova echot, yeshli vekan kamtem shmoi, shanimato lusoi chadyoi. This is a very difficult conversation to follow. He's telling Kim that you should be very careful, you shouldn't add a nice or subtract a nice, or be mechaser a nice, and he tells you, no, I put kankantum in the dioi. So what's pshat in this? So the Gemara is going to ask the kasha. Yeah, so he told them, they told him that, v'chi matilin kankantum l'soich adioi? So on that, he said, you have to put kankantum l'soich adioi? V'loi omro teire v'kosav u'mocho, by parsha soite it says, v'kosav u'mocho, Ksav sheyochel imochis. So we'll see Taisvis, so that Rabbi Shmuel held, either min ha-teira or min ha-rabbonon, that we learn that exeire shove from ksiva sefer teira, ksiva megillah soite. Just like megillah soite need a ksav sheyochel imochis, so be ksiva sefer teira, you also need a ksav sheyochel imochis, and a mele, Rabbi Shmuel held that it is not permissible to write a sefer teira with a ksav sheyni yochel imochis. Now the Gemara is going to go back on this ma'aseh. My komale or my komadle. He tells him, be careful, and he tells him, I put kankantum in the oil. So he told him like this, achi komale, loy mi boy b'chseiris abi yiseiris. He says, chseiris yiseiris, the loy teino, the bokiano. Don't worry, you're telling me, he's or bib malachter chosh malecha shemai. Don't worry about it. Chseiris v'yiseiris, I'm a boki. Ela filu lemeichish lizvuv nami dilma osi viyosi vatagi didale demochik lemashvi lereish. But you know what? One should be afraid of what a sefer could be afraid of, that he could make a dalet and a zvuv will come on the ksav and will make from this dalet a reish. So memele kemen oichit shmaisol shem alakenu, and if the dalet will be a reish, take doch nish. So memele. So that's something to be afraid of. Dover echod yeshli v'kan kantam shmoi shani mato l'soich adyoi. So he said, that is also not to be afraid of. Me, myself, I'm a boki. And a zvuv, this kan kantam there. So me meile, so, Rabbi, don't worry. Abo frek de gemore. Okay, so now we understand the two maises, but we have two contradictory maises. First of all, we don't know which one he started learning with first. And then we have a stirim. If Rabbi Shmuel asked kankantum, Rabbi Kiva asked kankantum. Frek the Gemara, kashe shimush ha-shimush, kashcha osro ha-osro. One place it says that Rabbi Shmuel asked, one place it says Rabbi Kiva asked. So the more bishloi mishimush ha-shimush loi kashe. They were matzovit. Mikore osro lekami de Rabbi Kiva. First, when Rabbi Meir came to learn, he went to Rabbi Kiva's yeshiva. He couldn't, Rabbi Kiva was a moire de kechare, had nish mitgehalten. Also, lekami de Rabbi Shmuel. So he left the yeshiva and he went to Rabbi Shmuel. V'gom al gemore. So he learned Mishnayis and Braises on the pilpul of Rabbi Kiva. So Memela, after he knew the Mishnayis and this, v'hoder also lekami de Rabbi Kiva. Now, after he had gone through Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva, now he was eligible to come back to Rabbi Kiva. So Memela, so there was a tkufa, he was... So that really he started off by Rabbi Kiva, he went to Rabbi Shmuel, went back to Rabbi Kiva. So Memele, so it's shaykh for him to come from Rabbi Kiva to Rabbi Shmuel, and it's shaykh for him to come from Rabbi Shmuel to Rabbi Kiva. So Memele, so both things are possible. So the Shimush or Shimush is no kasha. The Sova Svar, and then by Rabbi Kiva, he learned the Daif and the Pilpul, the Kashas and the Terutzim. Ela Osra Osra Kashi, that's Shvertako. Who asked her? Did Rabbi Kiva ask her? Did Rabbi Shmuel ask her? Kashi, that's Taka Kashi. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Nirin itma nirin divrei oisei Talmud. Kankantum adrimat. Osra olai, olakama meforish, mechasar ois achas. Vashem alekim emes, im techoser alef, areata machiv. Vayedaber Hashem, im toisif oisachas, vetichta vayedabru, nimtseis machiv. Dover echod yeshli lekamen meforish, maika mahadalein. Ksam sheyoche limchoik, vekan kantem rishum mei nikar meoid, it is not erased. Maikomale Rabbi Shmuel, maika mahadalein Rabbi Meir. Azalei al chosav yesa. He told him you should be careful with chosav yesa. Mahadalei kan kantam yeshli. Koshi shimush ha-shimush. Tekomol el kamei Rabbi Shmuel. Leel kamei Rabbi Shmuel shimish tchila. Bochi toni yivche. He started off with Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva hoya chorev tuve. Veloi motzi Rabbi Meir lemeikam alibe. He wasn't able mitzahal. The Goma Gemore, Mishnaye Shekibol Meraboisa from Rabbi Shmuel, Hodaroso Lekame de Rabbi Kiva, Shayechorev, Lefalpel, Uledardig, Bameshe, Lomad, Lahoshiv, Chuvois, Mishnaye, Zu, Al Zu, Uletarz. We say in the Piet Rabbi Kiva, you hear Horim, Voyetechnum Zu, Bezu, Besvore. That they used to take berg, kashis, which were as heavy as berg, and used to take it apart, they take them zu besvore. That was Rabbi Kiva. So after studying by Rabbi Shmuel, he was able to go back to Rabbi Kiva. Let us see Taisvis. Kankantem, Perish Hakuntres Adramint. So this is a dye that it makes the ink indelible. The Rashbam pirish the kankantem ukarke yereike shekeren oisei vidriol. V'chein ba'orich v'rabbein etam nami poisikein betikin sefer teire v'muta losis adremint l'seich adyei l'sefer teire l'kul alme the lav hainu kankantem. This is nish kankantem. That's not kankantem. B'imtoima v'meseches nidet nan shocher kacheres. There it's talking about a mare. So, v'tshocher kacheres. Meforish hosam, what is this cheres? Charse de ushkefi. Beperik beis de gitten komar, de kankantem u charse de ushkefi. So we see now kankantem is charse de ushkefi, which is shocher. In keimash meshehu shocher. Vilu vidriyo, which is shita sarabeinu tam, and the oruch, yiroikehi, v'doimel eschuchis. Hashem schuchis nikreis vidriol, or perisha kuntres niche. According to Rashi, that kankantum is adramin, which is a very black, dye, so it's good. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's yorek. Rime forish, the achash etechna, ma yisei yofe, losis usei chadioi, oz hi mishacheres. Then it gets dark. Oy miyater ois achas, kemoi bereishis boro, Boroi, he'll put a eravov. Rabbeinu Meir, kibol meraboisov. A different case of miyato isachas. K'moi hoive al hoive. Hoive is a loshen shever. So the posik means shever al shever. Shehitl yud al ha'achayin, will put a yud on the second hoive, is doch schrecklich. So zut doch Hasheva, after Hashem Havai. So memele, so that's machiv esoilo. Zogte Gemara weiter. Tanya Rab Yehuda Oimer, Rab Meir Hoya Oimer, Lechol Matilim Kankantum, Lesoich Adyoi, Chutz Mi Parsha Soite. Rab Meir said, Parsha Soite is Chutz Mi Parsha Soite. Parsha Soite should be written without Kankantum, because Parsha Soite has to be Efshali Mochis. Rab Yaakov Omar Mishmoy Chutz Mi Parshas Soite Shebe Migdosh. Parshas Soite in a Sefer Torah, you could write with Kankantum also. Parshas Soite Shebe Migdosh, the Megillah Soite that the Kohen wrote, that had to be written hastes without Kankantum. My Benayim, what is the difference between the machloikes, we have a machloikes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yirmiyeh limchek lo min ha-teire. If a person could use the parshas soite haksuva ba-teire, can he use this for a megillah soite? Yeah. So let's just explain this 1 minute. Asa, so if you can use a Sefer Torah for a Megillah Soite, you're not allowed to put Kankantum in it. And if you're not allowed to use a Sefer Torah, so then you're allowed to put Kankantum in it. So the Sfas Emes is Ma'ira, Naniach, that you could use a Sefer Torah. You could use a Sefer Torah for Megillah Soite. You could use it. And if you could use it for Shteitzach, Kankantum is no good. But who says you have to use it for a Megillah Soite? I mean, we're saying here that Rav Meir holds you're not allowed to write a Sefer Torah with Kankantum because a Sefer Torah is kosher for a Megillah Soite. So it's kosher. We say you have to use it for a Megillah Soite? So the Sfas Emes has two mahalchim in the Gemara. Mahalch number one is that if it is kosher, so the Sefer Torah has to be written that it is kosher for a Megillah Soite. That's one mahalach. Lamaisa, he feels always that not, I feel it is kosher, but that's not in Hilcha Sefer Torah. You could use it also for Megillah Soite. So he wants to say, pshat is, that it's a practical halacha. Since it could be used for a Sefer Torah, so memela, since he could use a Megillah Soite from a Sefer Torah, so memela, so it's a practical din, that you shouldn't use Kankantum. It might be used for a Megillah Soite. Not that it has to be kosher for a Megillah Soite. Since it could be kosher for a Megillah Soite, one should not put Kankantum. Agav Ulche, Rabbi Kevege, blives by Akashe. The Rambam says, Lahalocha, Megillah Soite can only be written by a Kohen. A Yisrael write a Megillah Soite, it's possible. So Memele, so this whole Halocha, I feel he can use a Sefer Torah for a Megillah Soite means a Sefer Torah that was written by a Kohen. A Sefer Torah that was written by a Yisrael is the apostle for a Megillah Soite. So Memele, so how could the Gemara say such a lotion that Meyoy Melochol Matilon Kankantum Chutz Mi Parsha Soite? When you write Parsha Soite, you can't put Kankantum. Matters who's writing it. If you have a Kohen that's writing it, Memele. If you don't have a Kohen that's writing it, so Memele, so why should you put Kankantum? That's Rabbi Kevege's Ahoret. But Al Koponim, let us get back to the Gemara. So we have over here a Machloikis in the Gemara, that if a Sefer Torah is, it could be used for Megillah Soite, so when you write Parsha Soite, you don't put Kankantum in it. A Sefer Torah cannot be used for Parsha Soite, then when you write a Sefer Torah, you could put Kankantum, but when you write a Megillah Soite, you can't put Kankantum. Zog to Gemara, Mai Binayu, the Omer Rabbi Yirmiyeh Limchoik Lo Min HaTorah Ki Binayu. Zog to Gemara, Vahani Tanoi, these two Tanoi, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaakov, Kahani Tanoi. The Sanya, we learned as follows. אין מגילו סוג שירו להשקיס בו סויטה אחרת. The Megillah was written for one Saita, and then later that Saita was Moide. So you cannot use this Megillah for another Saita. Rab Achi Bar Yashi Oma Megillah Sok Sheir Lahashkis Bo Saita Acher. So Memele, we see there's a Psamachloikis if you need a Megillah Lishma for this Saita. So the Machloikis Tanoi. So Memele, I want to say this is the same Machloikis. If you hold you don't need lishma, some emela megillos, if you hold like abachi bar yashe, then megillos ksheir lashkes basoit acheres, so then the sefer Torah is also good. If you hold, then ain't megillos ksheir lashkes basoit acheres, you need a psizadin lishma, so then the sefer Torah is not good. Omar apope dilmelohi, maybe this is not the same machalikas. Ad kan leikoma tanakama hosom. Elakiv in the intik lishum rochel, if it was written for rochel, sulay hodrem intik lishum laya. That means the Tanakhama says that a Megillah that was written for rochel is possible for laya fakir, because it was for rochel. Avol gabi teire, the stom emichteve, it wasn't written specifically for one site. It was written for all halachic purposes that it could be useful, but wasn't miyuchid for one site. Hachinami de machkina. So Memele, so the Gemara wants to say, could be both of these tannoim will hold that a sefer Torah is kosher for Megillah site, because stomach is better than for rochel. So now, that's one mahalach. Now, Omar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, dul melohi, the other way around. Ad kan le koma rabachi ba yashi yohosam el de ichtav miye lishum saita bailam. Could be punfakim. That the man the yomah that says that nichtav lishem rochel is kosher for leye because it was written for a saita. So that's enough. Avul gabi teire de islamit ksive. The purpose of the ksive was not for a saita. The purpose of the ksive was l'islamit. So it could be achinami the loy machkin. So it could be at both of these tannaim hold that it is not sufficient. So it's no good. It's no good according to both of these tannaim. So that what the Gemara wanted to be medame, the machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaakov, to believe between these two tannaim, the Tanakam Rabachi Bayashi, so we have here two mahalchim and amiroim that this is not the same machloikis. Could be both of these tannaim will hold that it is good, or both these tannaim will hold that it's not good. Frag the Gemara, v'lesle l'rab ache ba yashie, hodis nan. Kosav get, what did Rab ache ba yashie say? Megiloso ksheir lahashkis bosoit acheres. That the Megillah that was written for one site is kosher legarish, is kosher for a second site. Frag de Gemara, halta doch nicht hodis nan, kosav get lagarishes ishtoi, ben nimlach, and he later changed his mind, and matzoi ben iroi, v'omar shimcha kishmi, v'shem ishtocha kishem ishtoi, posa lagarish boi. So memele, so the Gemara asked, so you see there's a din lishmo, so why isn't there din lishmo by saite? And for the Gemara, ochi hashta, hosom v'kosav loksit, beinning ksiva lishma, neither din ksiva lishma, so it was written l'shem ishtoi, so there's no fish acheres. Hocheva osa lo ksiv, the din law is by the mechike, beinion asiya lishma, asiya dido mechike, so he holds that what was written for rochel is not megareya. The mechike has to be l'shem this site, not the ksiva. So memela, so therefore he holds that a filo nichtav l'shem rochel, it's kosher for life. Since the mechike is l'shem lei. Zogt Rashi. Chutz mi parsha soita afilu b'sefer teire. The kesavarim bo limchak lo min ha-teire moichak. He holds that it is kosher to use a sefer teire for megillah soita. Ein megillah sok sheire, soita shenichtva megillah sov omrot meyani, uptur ein megillah sok sheire lo soita acheres, al meksiva lishmo b'inan. Because it's not lishma. The nimlach v'chosav by melagarish oisoi posel.
Alme v'kosav lo mashma lishmo, chanami ksiv v'osa lo mashma lishmo. So mosi v'osam ksiv lo legabi ksiv, och ksiv lo legabi asiya, asiya haynu mechik. Zog Tosfos. Chutz mi parsha soite. So we have over here that Rameyer said that parsha soite should not be written b'kankantum. Only Parsha Sait. And Rabbi Shmuel said, Bechlal, you can't put Kankantum when you write a Sefer Torah. So Tais is Rabbi Shmuel, Shah Yoisa Bechola Torah Kula Kankantum, Shema Yedairish Gzeirish Shavim Misaita. Maybe it's a Gzeirish Shavah, a Ksiva Ksiva, a Gzeirish Shavah Acheres, Inami Midarabonon, Abal Kaponim, and that Nikude, Rab Meir was Chaylikolo. So the Gemara wanted to say, I feel you hold, you need Lishma, but Ben felt this in Lishma, that if it was written for Rochel, so it's not good for Leah. But Teire, the stomach, Sive, stomach is good, stomach is not Mekalk. Mashme, Aval gav the Saita boy ksiva lishma. Here the Gemara wants to say that Saita does need ksiva lishma, cause of l'rochel, it's not good for leia. Moichin lo mina teire, because teire is stubborn. V'teima de linyin get paslina peg sheini de gitten gabehu de shokel sefer teire. A person took a sefer teire, v'yavi li de visu. The Omer Rav Yosef, maybe he's giving a get. Lamai neches lo, imishum krisis de izbo. He says, it says, because of lo sefer krisis, so maybe he wants to use this sefer Torah as a get. Bein and kos of lo lishmo veleke. So Rav Yosef held that the stomach, when you need lishmo, stomach is not sufficient. And in our Gemara it says that could be stomach is sufficient. Ish loime der Rav Yosef Leslai svore der Rav Poppe der Hochi. Ein Echanami. Korik der Rav Poppe take a Sefer Teure would be chayish, maybe gave it a shame gerish in, or take a be megarish, because Tom is also sufficient. But Rav Yosef does not like a pop. Inami sovel a commander Omar, ein moichin lo min a Teure. That a Sefer Torah is, we have a machlokes tanoim, ein moichin lo min a Torah. That, so he holds zicher that a Sefer Torah is no good. So mele he holds baget also Sefer Torah is no good. Vim taime, veiche marshe hoche rapofe be Sefer Torah, fill a man the boy lishmo. Cause it's stome, was nan bereish kol aget, shoma akel Sefer makrim ish pleini megarish pleini, is posel a garish boy. Omukilo bigmore, besoifrem asuyim leslamet, and memele, so that's ich apostle, and that's a double muskim, besoifer teren, amichoshim lohochi kasin leslamet. Umashmi del kulo tanoi islo masnisen dosim, with the poch, blessel rabacha barabiasha odesnan. So this is a double muskim that leslamet felt in lishmo. So how could a sefer teren be good according to rapope? There was only written to practice how to write a get. But Sefer Torah was written that it should be used for all halachic purposes. If we'll need the Sefer Torah for Parsha Saita, we use it for Parsha Saita. So that alone is enough of Lishma. That means that kavone that could be used for all necessities, so that's already, it was written L'shem Parsha Sait also. For me, you can't say, for the legabi get, I feel a be in zepos, or I feel you say it's called Lishma. We're saying that this kavone, Shem Yitztalcho, also is a shame Lishma. For the Tachtoises, I feel it's written Lishma, it's also a puzzle. Bloy choshev lishmo, da filu kosvo ya saifa lishmo. A filu the saifa wrote the get lishmo, bloy tziva ya bal posel agarish, but it's also posel. Da ha tanya bemisha ochzoi kosav saifa lishmo, bichos may edem lishmo, vinos nalo harayu posla chi ishmu koiloi, the saifa has to hear from the bal ksoi, bloy edem chismu. So we see, even though a get was written beferish lishma, on tzivui habal felt us in lishma. V'hosam poshul mishum d'lei choshev lishma. It's not called lishma without tzivui habal. V'lei mishum d'bein ishliches b'ksive. D'osoypeg beis d'gitten machshirin ksives chere shayte v'kotten begod loy medal gabov. Av agav d'lav v'nei shliches nina. So Taisvi says you don't need shliches b'ksives a get because a kotten is also good. So what is pshat in this din, that if the sefer wrote a get lishma without tzivu yabal, it's possible. So kochach the chesson is not because it felt mini shlichis. The chesson is without tzivu yabal felt is in lishma. So zet medoch lishma needs, you need a lishma of tzivu yabal. So memele, so how could a sefer Torah be good according to a puppet? Yishloime the lo'olam choshev lishma. That really, without tzivu yabal, it's also lishma. V'osam posel mi darabonon. There is only a psul darabonon, you shouldn't use it to be matter anashis ish on tzivu yabal. V'gabi soite l'shach lipsom mi darabon. Inami, v'soite, the Taisa says, there the chesaron is not out lishma. There the chesaron is that the one who's the baal ha-megile has to have an ichus and the ksive. Is besoyte ein a koin sha'olav lichtoiv makpid im yichtoiv shum adam lishma shalai b'shusay. And mistam en nichalai. Some emeile, if there's a nichusa of the baal ha-megile, so it's also good. Abagabi get mistam eloi nichalai la baal that they should write a get for his wife without his consent. Some emeile, so the psul is not out lishma, the psul is out sefelt in the nichusa from the baal ha-shtam. Now there's a meridik of Tosfos Yeshanim. Let's look at the Tosfos Yeshanim on our right. V'tzorich lechalek bein v'kosav l'nosan. So Tosfos l'maisa says a gewaldik yisod, and a geyalonu, that ksive does not need shliches, and that's why a cotton is good. The tzivi abal is alts, other midarabonon, other alts are different, but you don't need shliches. V'tzorich lechalek bein v'kosav l'nosan. The benesina bein in shliches chereshet of a cotton will not be good to give over again. Avol b'ksiva loy bein in shliches. Mishum the mistama ayrikro shekol adam yochel legares es ishtei vafilu yodav ktuis. That mistama the pasuk means that everyone can be megarish's wife vafilu yodav ktuis. Now you have to understand what the Taisa Shishanim is saying. The Taisa Shishanim is saying that if you'll say you need shliches. So a person who doesn't have hands, how could he make a shliach? That's the Ivrin Taisis. So kochach, you don't need shliches. So what does Taisis mean? So Rabbi Chanan and Kevitz Oris asks, Yevomis, he asks, what does Taisis mean? If a person doesn't have hands, he can't make a shliach. I mean, practically, he can't write a get. So why can't he make a shliach? The loch of kol milsa diu leimotzi ovid shliach leimotzi mashve. That's not if he's mufke from the parsha, but not stamazay, there's a practical chesorim. So Bachonon says, Amoyr di kipshat in this place with Yishon. Rabbochonon says as follows. He clears a hakira. He says, when a get is written, you have a safer krisis. Pshat is, does the ksiva lishmo make it a safer krisis? I mean, if it was written lishma, automatically it becomes a safer krisis. That's one way you could learn. Or the other way you could learn that, what is the lashon of Avochanan? Im hechsher aget chal me'elov ayidei ksiva kilchos. If it's written lishma, it becomes a safer krisis. Oy sheha odom poyel hechsher aget legarish poy. Or the baal, when he makes the get, he makes that you should be able to be megarish with this get. Now let us understand the hakir. So he says the nafkamina will be as follows. Nafkamina will be that if I write a get, the baal will write a get, and he'll say, I want that this get should be kosher in 30 days. I'm making a get, but I want that the get should be kosher in 30 days. So Abba Chonan says, so the nafkamina will be as follows. If I'm making the kashrus a get, that means the baal makes it for a kosher a get. It's not sufficient the words in the lishma. You need the das a baal to make it a kosher a get.
They say, I want it to become kosher in 30 days. And if I'm making it, you can't make it different the way I'm making it. I'm making the kashrus I get, and the kashrus I get will only be in 30 days, because that's how I'm making it. But if the ksiva alone makes the get a kosher get, so you're not a balabas already. I'll pull the trigger of a gun, and I'll say, I want it to should die in 30 days. I mean, it's a getachnish. That's not... By writing the get, it becomes a get already. You can't control when it should be kosher. If the get was written lishmo, automatically it's a kosher get. So bekitzer, the shaila is, does the ksiva alone make it for a kosher get? Or do you need the das habal to make it for a kosher get? Now, zot rabol chono, a nafkemine, besides this nafkemine, there's another nafkemine. We find the shaila is, if the halacha would be that the baal has to write the get, can he make a shliach to write the get? So it's totally in this chakire. If the get alone becomes kosher on the das habal, that means a get that is written automatically becomes kosher on the das habal. Now there's a gzeiris akosav that the baal has to write a get, so then pass that kind shlichas. Because he can't give over his koyach, because it's not his koyach that is making the get for a get. There's a din, he has to write the get, but it's not he that is making the get for a kosher get. So then he can't make a shliach. If you hold that the baal is making the kashrus get, that means the das bailam makes it for a kosher get, so then there's a musig of shliches, that he can give over to someone else. His koyach to make a get, I'm giving over to someone else. So the din shliches is toloi, if the baal is making it kosher, that means the das of the baal makes it a kosher get, then there's a musig of shliches. If the das of the baal doesn't make it for a kosher get, no, pshat is the get alone is a kosher get, so then there's not shayach and inyan of shliches. So Bachanan Firzois that Lamaise by get, the Das Habal does not make it for a kosher get. Automatically it's a kosher get. So if there would be a Xeris Akosov, the Kosov Lo Seifa Krisus, that the Baal has to write it, so then the whole Musig of Shlichas will nishke pass. Because since the Baal is not making it for a kosher get, so he can't give over his koyach to someone else to make it for a kosher get, so pass it a musig of shliches. So what would be if we'll have a person who doesn't have hands? So come out, it'll be impossible for him to give a get. So that is not mistava. So therefore we say that the vikosav is going on the seifa, not on the Baal. Vikosav means whoever writes the get, it becomes automatically a kosher get. And you can get with it. So that is Tosfos Hecher, that the Kosav is not going on the Baal, it's going on the Sefer.